From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors proposing an additional $4.4 million in Measure Z spending for projects that will protect the community. The plan includes $1.6 million to the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association for training facilities and dispatch fees. The Fire Chiefs Association would also use Measure Z funding for metal building kits to house fire trucks, many of which were purchased with prior year's funding. The cities of Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna, Trinidad, Blue Lake, and Rio Del all would receive money for law enforcement officers. Specifically, the city of Eureka would receive more than $500,000 for police officers, housing and detox services, and a ranger to patrol the city's recreational open spaces. Arcata police would receive more than $350,000 for a school resource officer and juvenile diversion counselors to serve K-12 students. Rio Del would fund a position to support law enforcement services, while Trinidad and Blue Lake would receive deputy sheriff services. Fortuna would be able to fund an SRO for the Eel River Valley and a position to serve on the drug task force. A Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputy conducting routine patrol around McKinleyville saw a felony warrant subject, 26-year-old Lauren Lenhart, at a bus stop on the 1600 block of Central Avenue. Deputy making contact with Lenhart and saw several pieces of suspicious property nearby. Lenhart initially telling deputies the property was not his, but when taken into custody, Lenhart then told deputies that all of the nearby property belonged to him. Among the property deputies located, a chainsaw, brand new blue jeans, later determined to have been stolen earlier in the day from a McKinleyville business. Deputies also discovered a green hiking backpack, later determining it was stolen from a Eureka pawn shop. Lenhart booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including vandalism, tampering with an automobile, shoplifting, and buying or receiving stolen property. A serious accident early Monday morning in Eureka. At about 3:30, 29-year-old Jason Keys of Eureka was driving his 2000 Honda Civic southbound on State Route 255 north of 3rd Street. Keys was driving while impaired, unrestrained, and traveling at a high rate of speed. He ran right into a raised concrete center divider of 255. His vehicle became airborne. The vehicle overturned several times. Keys was ejected and came to rest in the northbound lanes. The Honda was mostly in the northbound lane as well. Keys initially taken to St. Joseph Hospital for medical treatment, then transported to UC Davis Medical Center for additional treatment. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.